It was pretty special. I didn't know how it was going to happen or how I was going to feel, but there was definitely some emotions, especially when they had a TV timeout there and the crowd was going crazy. So it's pretty amazing to see how they reacted, how my teammates reacted. So just very honored and humbled to be, you know, part of history like that, especially with some of the guys that I was lucky enough to play with in the past and to be up there with them. So definitely glad it happened in a win and in a game like today where so many special things happen.
The crowd stayed on their feet as play continued to. That showed the appreciation they have for you.
Yeah, that was, like I said, that I think that's when it really hit me. Again, didn't really know how I was going to react, but definitely some emotions there, and just so thankful for all the, you know, love and support I've got from, you know, family, friends, teammates, coaches. I mean, it was kind of ironic that Talk was on the other side there. He helped me out so much coming into this league as a young player, so that was pretty special as well.
Was that how you imagined it in your head? That was going to come direct in front?
No, but Paul Kennedy reminded me that's how I scored my first NHL goal, so kind of funny how this one is a tip-in as well, but take them any way you can get them. When you get 384, there's going to be a lot of different ways, so hopefully a lot more to come, and like I said, just happy to do it in a game that meant a lot to this franchise.
And to pass Vinny, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's very special. I mean, Vinny reached out to me after tying the record, which was pretty special the other night, so ran into him last night at dinner too, so whether that was an omen or not in a good way. But he meant so much to me in my career and really kind of took me under his wing, him and Marty, when I came to this organization. So like I said, you don't dream of owning the franchise record for goals for an NHL organization. So I've been here a long time, that's what that means. But like I said, hopefully a lot more to come.
And it comes in a game where you guys clinched the President's Trophy, first time in franchise history. What's that mean for this franchise to accomplish something like that, regular season-wise?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it caps off the amazing season that we've had. The great thing is everyone in this room just wants to continue to win. We've talked about it all year long. I mean, it was just probably inevitable this was going to come with the season we were having. But to just keep on rolling, to have a huge emotional game against Washington, and then come here against a team that's fighting for their playoff lives, that they check really hard. I mean, it wasn't going to be a fun game in terms of, you know, high scoring and chances for. We had to grind this one out, and like we have all year, we found a different way to win. So it was great to do it in front of our home fans. You know, they showed their appreciation at the end of the game, and we wanted to do it in front of them.
You mentioned a lot of emotions with your head. How about the memories at all? Watching that video and like just between that TV timeout.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a rush of great memories and emotions, and you know, seeing some great plays that former teammates made, and seeing the transition throughout my career, the long hair, the short hair, and the no facial hair. You know, it brings back so many great memories. So like I said, I just can't wait to continue to have more great ones with this organization.
Who's going to be your first call when you eventually get to your phone?